The Jonas Brothers are running it back. Relive the Burning Up Tour and celebrate the biggest Jonas Brothers hits that have defined a generation. One incredible celebration. One unforgettable night. See the Jonas Brothers live across North America in 2026. Get tickets Friday at LiveNation.com. Jonas Brothers, the Burning Up Tour, all over again.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
What's the dumbest reason you or someone you know has missed work? That's the question for you. 1-800-947-3979. This is inspired by Aaron Rodgers of the New York Jets.
Oh, and they had finally found out why.
Yeah. Mandatory mini camp. Last week, mandatory.
Yes.
There are optional mini camps, and there are mandatory ones. Now, there are plenty of people who miss the mandatory ones for a variety of reasons.
Sure.
Most often, it's excused by the team. Maybe it's a veteran who's battled injuries, or it's someone that has been around for so long that they're like, you know what? You're fine. It happens.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers certainly has been around a long time. He's 40 years old. He certainly knows how to play football. Now, he only played like a few snaps last year.
I think four, right?
With his new team. And so a lot of people thought he'd try to be a leader this year and maybe go to all the mini camps. In fact, he went to one of the optional ones. But then it became a news story because the head coach, Robert Saleh, had a press conference where he seemed to not want to say why Aaron Rodgers was not at the mandatory camp last week. And then made it a point to kind of passive aggressively point out, like, hey, I'm in charge. Kind of felt like who are you telling, yourself or everyone else? So Albert Breer is an NFL insider, one of those guys that knows things, and he was on with Rich Eisen. And Rich Eisen asked him about where Aaron Rodgers was, and it had been reported that he was not in the New York area instead of being at the Jets facility, a decision that cost him more than $100,000 in fines. Now, if he wants to pay those fines, that's certainly up to him. That's his prerogative.
Yeah, it's between him and the team. And,
yep.
You know, I mean, it happens. And if he has a good, you know, I mean, sometimes guys have prior commitments, too. And so, I mean, if he has a conversation with the guys on the team and says, hey, look, I know I have to, it's mandatory and I'm going to get fined. I can't help, but I have to be at this. Yeah, I hope you guys understand, blah, blah, blah. Fine. No biggie. I mean,
that said, they made it a story by not really being on board with the excuse, which told you that if they said it's excused, it wasn't going to play in the locker room. So Albert Breer went on this show and he said they was asked about that. And he said, well, the best I can answer this right now is that I feel solid about that he is somewhere that they could not excuse and maintain credibility with the rest of the locker room, but would be expected from him would not be an out of left field thing for Aaron Rodgers. So open your mind, wink, so to speak, as he's been known to open his mind sometimes into all the possibilities. What is he saying without saying it? That Aaron Rodgers skipped mandatory camp to go to an ayahuasca retreat to get his mind further open.
Okay.
All right.
His mind's pretty open. It wasn't that long ago he did an interview where he said AIDS was created by the government to get the people. So, I mean, that's pretty open.
He's definitely got some opinions.
Definitely knows he's smarter than everyone, is something he thinks.
But also, as much as I hate him and think that most of the things he does is, like, stupid voodoo nonsense, this is also not that big of a deal. He's such a veteran, and he's one. He knows how, like, him missing a day or two of mini camp is not going to make or break anything about that team.
The only way it hurts the team is if it's divisive in the locker room.
Right, right. But if he has a conversation with all the guys and went, look, I've had this planned for months. I didn't know the day mini camp was going to start. And this is important to me, and I think it will help me on the football field. Whether or not it does or doesn't is moot. If he thinks it is and the teammates like him, it'll be fine.
Right? So what's the dumbest reason you missed work? I'm inclined to agree with you, by the way, that this is a story built out of... I think it's dumb, and if you want to be a leader on the team, which the quarterback's supposed to be, then you should be there.
Agreed.
But agreed. Ultimately, who cares with him? Frank, was it you who missed work for this reason or somebody else?
No, it was me, man. So I was newly engaged, and my in-laws-to-be had a camp in upstate New York in the Adirondacks.
Okay.
So every town had its own landfill, and for me to impress my in-laws, I took their garbage in plastic green bags, which, by the way, I'd also just done my work clothes laundry in plastic green bags.
Okay.
And brought it to the landfill and threw all the bags into the landfill, and on my way home, I went with my future wife-to-be, and the next day, I woke up looking for my clothes, and of course, they were not in the car. They had been in the landfill, and I had to explain. I didn't explain to anyone other than my wife-to-be that I'll be missing work, so I had to call in and tell them I was sick.
So then, did you go to a landfill and search for your clothes?
Yeah, so that's what I did, is I took an hour and a half drive up to into the Adirondacks, try to get there before the bulldozer started to plow under my clothes. But when I threw the clothes in, there were even bears in the landfill, so it was kind of fun.
Bears?
Is there a bear wearing your work shirt now?
So you toss it into the landfill yourself. It's not like you throw it into a truck that takes it. So you know where it's at. That helps you find it, right?
Right. I knew exactly how far I had tossed it, and I did get there in time before the bulldozer bulldozed it into the ground. And he helped me actually pull some of the green bags out. I did find the clothes. I wasn't sure if I should wear them ever again.
Right? Eventually admit to your coworkers that that's what happened, or would they possibly be hearing about it right now for the first time?
This was quite a few years ago. If my in-laws were listening, and I know if my ex-wife was listening, she would know exactly what happened, and they made fun of me for decades.
So the in-laws were pretty impressed that you had your own landfill?
Yeah, right.
I wish. Oh my.
Thank you, Frank. That is going to be hard to beat. That's such a I threw my clothes in the trash.
And the bears got it.
Yeah, that's a rough go.
I missed work when the new Red Dead Redemption game came out. I think a lot of people did that.
Have commented that. I put this up on our social media at FBHW Show if you want to tag along. My favorite is this man and his wife. This is John on Facebook. My wife and I both took a day, maybe two, off to play Fallout 4 on its launch day 10 years ago.
What do you mean a day, maybe two?
Yeah. Those are
so that means two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine calling out work because of a video game.
People have ruined their lives over video games.
I know multiple people who failed out of college because Tony Hawk's Pro Skater came out.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Freshman or sophomore year. And they started playing it and just never went back to school.
Mm-hmm. That could be another great topic. Yeah. What video game ruined your life?
What video game made you drop out of college?
But I'm seeing a lot of really funny little ones, like what little thing made you call in? And G said, I spilled my coffee all over myself in the car. I said, F this, turned around and went home for the day.
I bet you there's a lot of them like that where it's like, well, all right, this is a sign.
Yeah, how about happens. This?
I was walking to the front door of my office one morning and I was very hungover. I had just finished my smoothie, hoping it would help ease my pain. 20 feet from the door, my smoothie had had enough of being inside me and jumped out of my mouth all over the parking lot.
Oh.
My boss happened to see it out the window, thought I was legitimate sick, sent me home so I couldn't infect anyone else. So I missed work because I was so hungover, but I got it excused. That's kind of best case scenario.
Yeah, works out well because the boss was the one who told you... Did you at least put up the fight like, no, I think I can, think I can make it. Okay, I'll go home.
This text, I already know, along with three of my best friends, that we're calling out of work in July when the new college football comes out. That text from Alabama.
This one, Melissa said, I pulled a muscle in my neck when I was brushing my hair. One from Kelly. I always have had the most violent sneezes. I was sitting in my car, ready to walk into work to start my shift. I sneezed and threw my back out. I had to call in from the parking lot. Oh,
wow. I can't get out of my car.
I've had those before, though, where you sneeze and something tweaks.
Uh-huh. Kara locked, she says, I locked myself out of a running car, which also had my house keys in it. My house was also locked.
Oh, no. This one, I didn't miss work, but I should have. I was interested in microdosing on mushrooms, so I did one day. Turns out micro is smaller dose than I even thought. I run logging equipment in the woods. I drove around all day avoiding any interaction with people and trying not to use my equipment.
So do you like day of work? You thought, let me try microdosing.
That might be a better weekend.
Yeah, I don't know much about that, but I think that you want to set aside a couple days, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I mean, if you're microdosing it, you're usually not feeling much more than just like what you take or what you feel when you take like a Lexapro. You just, your body feels better. Mm-hmm. Your brain feels better, but it's not enough to be like
take
tripping your
off.
Balls off okay. and hallucinating. That's a microdose. When you megadose, it kind of sounds like he maybe accidentally did that.
Right. Sounds like that.
But
yeah.
Also, if you've never done it, it doesn't seem like you should go, you know what? Let me pop a mushroom with my coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be just like a Lexapro.
Yeah, no. In no way, like, shape, or form should you do any drugs and go operate heavy machinery. Literally, ever.
Like, this is why when I didn't drink in high school, I drank the summer before I went to college because I thought, I'd like to know how this affects me before I'm in the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do that. I can't imagine microdosing and you're supposed to go to work.
This text, I'm going to miss work to go to the dinosaur-themed music festival that Maitland was stoked about a while back.
I wasn't stoked about it. Don't put words in my mouth. But you do you.
Let's see. I have a coworker who had the worst smelling gas I've ever smelt in my life. One morning I came in, sat down, and as soon as I got there, a cloud hit me, and I stood up and I said, not today, friend, and I left. I can see that. Joe in Albany. Hi, Joe. What was your excuse
for calling
into work?
I was in the Air Force, and I woke up, let my dog out in my fence yard, and my neighbor's dog got in my yard, and they got stuck together.
Like
in the middle of intercourse.
Oh.
So I was in the Air Force. I have a very strict appointment with an E9, my chief of maintenance. I have to call him and say, I'm late. So I call him and I tell him I'm late. And he just keeps, he won't let it go. Why are you late? Why are you late? I finally told him because I was trying to be polite, you know? Mm-hmm. And he goes, okay. So I get to work. He gives me a letter of counseling that goes in my folder and writes me up for it.
Okay.
So 6 months later, get a new chief of maintenance. He reads my folder, pulls it, and unbeknownst to me, writes up a certificate for best excuse for being late.
So, I mean, that is so pretty strong. Who makes that up?
Mm-hmm. So when I get my award ceremony to get my true decoration that I was getting, my true award, I get, you know, my Air Force Accommodation Medal for, you know, for service beyond blah, blah, blah. And I also get best certificate for being late, which then he reads to everybody.
That's pretty. How did you get them apart?
Nature, just wait. I tried cold water and that doesn't work. Oh. It was just, let it wait.
Swollen up in there.
Thank you, Joe.
What you gonna do?
That's something. This text. I took a week off of work when the game Halo 3 came out. It wasn't enough. I just never went back to the job and got a different one. A lot of Halo.
Wow.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.